Sick of Shadows by Marion Chesney, narrated by Davina Porter.
Chapter 1. I am half sick of shadows, said the Lady of Shalott. Alfred, Lord Tennyson. The aristocracy lived in a closed world protected by a shell of wealth and title as hard and as glittering as a Fabergé egg. The vast outside world of England, where people could die of starvation, barely caused a ripple in their complacency. Then, horror upon horrors, the unthinkable happened. A Liberal government was elected, proposing old-age pensions and health insurance and other benefits for the lower classes. They further proposed 8-hour days, workers' compensation, free school meals, and free medical services. Even that aristocrat young Churchill had turned liberal and was saying, "We want to draw the line below which we will not allow persons to live and labour." With a few exceptions, the aristocracy closed ranks as never before. The old idea that the House of Commons was an assembly of gentlemen had passed. Admittedly, these winds of change were at first regarded as irritating draughts, such as were caused when a lazy footman had left the door of the drawing-room open. But with the newspapers heralding the reforms every morning, high-cultured voices could be heard exclaiming over the grilled kidneys at breakfast tables, "Who is going to pay for all this? Us, of course." Many blamed the fact that free elementary education had been introduced in 1870. The lower classes should not have been taught to think for themselves. So the aristocracy hung grimly on to the snobberies and rules of society, which kept the hoi polloi outside. But the Earl and Countess of Hadfield...